Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. Recently, several incidents involving how businesses handle race relations have been in the news. ABC fired Roseanne Barr and canceled her popular show. The NFL said players can't protest during the national anthem. And Starbucks closed its stores for a day for bias training. But are these strategies enough? What can you do to deal with bias or racism in your company?
Changing the corporate culture, it's very difficult to do from the bottom up. It has to happen from the top down.
That's author Peeesh Patel. We'll hear some of his recommendations about dealing with bias on this week's American Cafe. Last month, Starbucks coffee shops around the United States closed for one day so employees could take anti-bias training. The company instituted the mandatory training after two African-American men, Dante Robinson and Rashawn Nelson, were arrested in April at a Philadelphia Starbucks. The two men were waiting for a third colleague and were sitting in the store. They didn't buy anything, but they also didn't do anything wrong. The National Football League has announced a policy that all players must stand during the national anthem if they are on the field. The policy was the result of players kneeling or sitting during the anthem to protest systematic abuse by police of people of color. ABC fired Roseanne Barr and canceled her very popular show after she tweeted a racially abusive remark about Valerie Jarrett, a former aide to President Barack Obama. In each of these instances, businesses acted after an incident. But does it have to get to that point? This week, we're talking with Peeesh Patel. He's the former CEO of the tech company Digital Tutors and the author of Lead Your Tribe, Love Your Work. What does this say about our country? How can we deal with these kind of instances? Because there is a racial overtone to each one of them.
There definitely is. But, you know, let's look at it. The bottom line is the dollar drives everything. And we're living now in a global economy, in a global society, where a lot of this stuff has been going on for hundreds, if not thousands of years. But the reality was you never heard about it. And the fact that we live in a connected, always-on environment, things are going to have to change, right?
That is one thing that has been both a blessing and a curse in this kind of situation, because the incident in Philadelphia was recorded on Facebook and was put out as a video, and so people could see what happened. But that kind of stokes the fires on both sides. Either it's the side that says, you know, if you're not buying something, why are you in my store? Or it's the side that says, you know, this is race-based discrimination. Starbucks has done the training for their employees, but one day of training is not going to be enough, is it?
Well, I think it's really easy to focus in on they had a sensitivity training and, you know, an afternoon webinar for all their employees. What I think a lot of people don't recognize, though, is, A, they did it publicly. So I'm a Starbucks customer. I got an email from Schultz that morning that went out to all customers that said, hey, look, we're admitting to this. We screwed up. We've had policy change, so that's step one. Step two is we're going to provide training. And step three, which I think is really critical, is we're telling you, the customer, what we're going to do, and that way you can hold us accountable as well.
And part of it is the corporate culture as well. If racism is tolerated in a corporation or in an office or in a government, then people think it's okay to behave that way.
That's right. Yeah. I always say it starts with the leadership.
So what can people do if they have encountered this kind of behavior, or if they are a business owner or a leader of some kind and they want to change that corporate culture?
Changing the corporate culture, it's very difficult to do from the bottom up. It has to happen from the top down. And often a lot of that happens when people start to communicate with their leadership. You know, I kind of have a five-step program to help organizations really transform their culture. And the first one is you got to stop hearing what people want you to hear and start listening to what you need to hear. Oftentimes we promote the wrong people, right? They're the ones who are telling us exactly what we want to hear and not what we need to hear. We need to create a feedback loop. And I use tools like 15.5.com to create that feedback loop. I work in and train others to work in an open environment, and I don't just mean open desk environment, but we use an agile system where everything's on post-it notes, and you can clearly see who's doing what, so there's no, you know, misunderstandings of work not getting done. The fourth one is you've got to create belonging, affirmation, and meaning. And then the last one, if you don't do any of those four, the last one is go check your bathroom. If your toilet paper roll is not being replaced, you've got a major culture problem. People are tearing off that last piece of paper, and they've pretty much got an attitude of, this is not my problem to deal with. Somebody else will fix it. And companies today, if they want to really maximize value, they've got to start rowing the boat in the same direction at a cadence. And when you've got one person who pulls their oar out of the water or just shoves it in and doesn't want to row, it's real evident in the bathroom. Because if you walk in and your toilet paper roll is empty, you're really sending a signal that I don't really care about the people that I work with.
If one person is having a problem relating to someone of another race, another sexual orientation, another gender, that kind of poisons the well, doesn't it?
It does. And I think a lot of this, I'm a veteran myself, and I learned a lot of this in the military, which was they don't really care. They don't really care what your race is. They don't care what you look like. It's about getting the mission done. And business is no different. We all have, we're coming together to accomplish a common goal. I need every player on my team or in my tribe to go and do this work every day. And if I've got one toxic person that comes in and starts to destroy or erode that safety net of coming in to solve problems, people can't do that. If people don't feel safe in their work environment, you're going to lose them. And that's real dollars, because to replace a person, to train a new person, to just even go through the time and hassle of hiring a replacement, all of that could have been avoided by upfront saying, we're not going to tolerate this kind of behavior because we're making an investment. I hate it when employees quit. I hate it when I have to fire somebody, because that's hundreds of thousands of dollars walking out the door that I invested in them to be part of my organization, and now they're not. And so when I think business owners start to see real dollars, not just customers, but other employees, people are going to start to take action.
That's Peesh Patel. So what do you think? Do you agree with his points? Do you have a different opinion? Have you experienced racial bias at work, or do you own a business that has a diverse workforce? If so, how do you deal with these issues? Let us know by visiting our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. You can find other editions of our show at our website, voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.